Well, good evening. It's good to be here with you tonight. What will you be doing at 11 p.m. on Christmas Eve? That's next Sunday, 1 week to go. What will you be doing 1 hour before midnight? Will you be frantically wrapping presents, a huge pile still to go? Will you be putting the finishing touches to the delicious meal that you have prepared, ready to go into the oven tomorrow morning? Will you be here at St. Nick's for midnight communion? Or will you be fast asleep? In 2015, at 11 p.m. on Christmas Eve, a 79-year-old Betty Barker, a retired teacher from West Sussex, was just about to go to bed when the phone rang. She picked it up. There was a pause, and then a voice at the other end of the line said, "Hello, is that planet Earth?" And assuming it was a prank call, Betty put the phone down and went to bed, and she thought no more about it until the next day when her husband heard an item on the news, a tweet from British astronaut Tim Peake from the International Space Station sent at 11:04 on Christmas Eve, and the tweet read this: "I'd like to apologise to the lady I just called by mistake, saying, hello, is that planet Earth? And not a prank call, just a wrong number." It's a true story. It's still on Tim Peake's Twitter feed if you take a look. Betty Barker had been contacted by someone beyond this earth, out there in outer space. And she'd put the phone down. The opportunity for a fascinating conversation was lost. She missed out. Christmas is about contact. Contact between heaven and earth, between God and men and women. The possibility of a conversation, a message for us to hear. Will we stop and listen? Or will we miss out on the opportunity? And the choice is ours this Christmas. I want to spend a few minutes summarizing the message of Christmas, summarizing the conversation that God wants to start with us. And I want to use three phrases from the reading that we just had, the message of the angels to the shepherds, contact between heaven and earth, the angels in the sky, the shepherds on the hillside, heaven and earth in contact. Three phrases that sum up the Christmas message. They're very simple. Good news of great joy for all people. Good news of great joy for all people. Firstly, good news. 2017 has been a year where there has been a lot of talk about fake news. News that we can't trust. News that's been distorted. News that is used to manipulate us. And then top of fake news, there has, of course, been, as there is every year, plenty of bad news. Internationally. And nationally. And for perhaps many of us, personally. As we come to the end of the year, we can't pretend that a little bit of tinsel and some turkey will suddenly make everything okay. For many people, Christmas is one of the hardest and the loneliest times. But the message of Christmas is good news. God has come to us. as the father of four young children. Sorry, Hannah. Perhaps we won't record this one, in case she listens to it in later years. The father of four young children. One of the games that I play more than most people is hide and seek. And I don't know when you last played hide and seek, but there's a very good chance that I played it more recently than you. And fortunately, with young children, it is a very quick game. And that's because, despite what people say about children having wonderful imaginations, when it comes to hide and seek, they have none. No imagination. My son Max, he's 2.5, he has two places to hide. One in the laundry basket on the landing, and the other under the bed in the bedroom. And mainly it's the laundry basket on the landing. And as you climb the stairs, saying in an audible voice, "I wonder where Max is hiding," with the laundry basket on your right and the bedroom door on your left, you can instantly tell from the badly suppressed giggles exactly where he is of the two options, which is helpful because you've got to spin the game out for a bit by looking in the wrong places. But not for too long, because if you spend too long looking in the wrong places, then he just bursts out from here in the laundry basket like all the other times. But the reason that young children like to play this way, the reason they hide in exactly the same place when you play round two just a minute later, they climb in to the laundry basket in front of you, is because they love to be found. They love to be found. It's boring and lonely to be stuck in a cupboard for more than 30 seconds. But to know that someone is looking for you, who loves you, and to know that they're going to find you, and you can hear them coming towards you, that's what they love. And the good news, the wonderful news of Christmas, is that God has come to earth, and he has come to find us. Have you ever tried looking for God? And if you were to look for God, where would you look? Maybe you're here tonight and you have been looking for God. Maybe that's in part why you're here tonight. The good news of Christmas is that God has come looking for you. In the person of his Son, Jesus Christ, born 2,000 years ago, you can be found by your Father in heaven who made you and who loves you. Good news. Secondly, great joy. The angels said to the shepherds, "I bring you good news of great joy. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born." If God has come looking for you, if we can be found, then what happens if we are found out? And what happens if God finds us and it becomes clear that we haven't been living the lives that we should have been living? That we haven't, if we're honest, even lived up to our own standards, let alone God's standards. What happens if God finds us and it becomes embarrassingly obvious that we've left him out of the equation for our lives, that we've lived as if he didn't matter? Do we want to be found by God? Would it be better to run away from God? I talked earlier about people looking for God. Some people spend their lives running from God. Maybe you're here tonight, and you've spent much of your life running from God. Maybe you've stopped running. Maybe that's why you're here. Listen to the words of this cheerful Christmas song. I'm not going to sing it to you, but I'm going to read it, and I think you'll pick it up as we go along. He's making a list. He's checking it twice. Going to find out who's naughty or nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. He knows when you are sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows when you've been bad or good. So be good, for goodness sake. Have you ever stopped to consider how creepy that is? Is it a Christmas carol or is it the North Korean national anthem? If God is like Father Christmas in that song, then we're in trouble. But the news of great joy at Christmas is that God has come looking for us, not to find us out, but to bring us in, to bring us home, to bring us to himself, not to condemn us, but to help us, in the words of the reading, to save us. And to understand that fully, you need to understand not just his birth in a manger, but his death on a cross. And that, of course, is Easter, but we're only at Christmas at the moment. But for the moment, just remember this, that when Jesus grew up and began to teach, those who felt most comfortable around him were those who knew that they weren't perfect, who knew that they needed help, who knew that they needed rescuing, the prostitutes and the tax collectors and the rebels. Those were the ones who felt the most joy, who threw the biggest parties in his company. And that brings me to the final phrase to describe the message of Christmas. Christmas is good news of great joy for all people. One of the films that you might well watch over Christmas is Jaws. Do you remember the famous line in the film? When Quint, they get the first sighting of the shark, and he turns and he says, "You're going to need a bigger boat." Wilco, I don't know if you like Wilco, I'm a huge fan of Wilco, they parodied it a few years ago. You walked into the shop and there was a sign that said, "You're going to need a bigger basket." The message of Christmas is you're going to need a bigger picture. My favourite part of the sketch that we had earlier was when the painter, as the kings come onto the scene and into the stable, he takes the canvas and turns it from portrait to landscape. And there in the stable are lowly shepherds and eastern kings. The angel said, "I bring you good news of great joy for all people." And many people think that Christianity is very narrow, and it's only for certain people. It's only for religious types, so maybe once a year you can kind of squeeze in for a carol service, but after that there is no room for you. And if that's the way you think, you're going to need a broader canvas. If Christians or the church have ever made you feel that way, then I'm truly sorry. Christmas is good news about a God who's come looking for us. And it is great joy because that God has come not to condemn us, but to rescue us, to bring us to himself because he loves us, and it is for all people. For you and for me. No one is excluded. In 2015, on Christmas Eve, Betty Barker put down the phone. "Hello, is that planet Earth?" And the tragedy is that each year many do the same at Christmas. We hear the Christmas message and the carols and the readings and the prayers. God is speaking. Will we listen? Or will we hang up and dismiss it as ridiculous? It can't be true. But if any of this is true, then it is too important to miss out on. And as we finish, I want to suggest just two ways that you might like to as it were, keep the conversation going before you put down the phone. Two very simple ways. The first is there are some booklets at the back. Well, I've got quite a lot of them. Joy, who's been leading the service, has some. There are others at the welcome desk. It's a book called Why Christmas? And it explains very succinctly, but in a little more detail than I have done tonight, the Christmas message. Why not take one? I'd love to give you one. You can just take one from the desk and read it over the coming week. And secondly, on the back of the service sheet that you've got with you is details of a course that we're running in the new year here at St. Nick's. It's a course called Alpha. It's a course that is an introduction to the Christian faith. It runs for 8 evenings. Every evening is a meal. There's a short talk. There's a discussion. We always say this. You can come for the first evening. If you don't like it, don't come back. If you'd like to try the first evening, then just give us the details. There are contact details on that. But as we finish, I want to wish you all a very happy Christmas. I hope you're all sleeping soundly at 11 o'clock on Christmas Eve, or at a very good party. And I want to finish by leading us in a short reflection. So perhaps you'd like to bow your heads. I'm going to leave a bit of silence. I'm going to read a couple of verses from our reading tonight, and then the choir are going to sing a song, The Angels Knew. The angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You'll find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger."